started with London-based publisher James Bridle, who gave an amazing talk about the way that looking completely differently at the impact that books have can really change things. He published books like My Life in Tweets as a hardback book. He did a 10-edition copy of Wikipedia Updates about the war in Iraq that's been since exhibited in museums to show how far things are changing, and that the way that we've lost touch with this idea of experimentation, and saying that we need to learn to build the thing that looks like the thing, and understanding that it's not whatever we capture in terms of the data that's around his tweets and everything else is not necessarily what actually happens. He showed a map of how where his data set says where I've been, but it's just where your phone thinks you've been. And a wonderful story about the playfulness of data. And after James, we had a lovely talk with a guy called Joel Bukovitz, who runs a fantastic sounding business in the States called Cut Brooklyn. He's a knife maker. He makes high quality kitchen knives for professional and domestic chefs who love quality. So this didn't cost me a lot to do. It just took a lot of time. It took buckets of blood and sweat and fucking work. Setting out to make every knife I make the best I've ever made.
It's lovely, that was.
And this really emphasising the idea that if the work is great, people will come. And he shifted his business from what you might think would be a perfect idea of success with a 2-year backlog for knife orders, and said from next week or whatever it was, we're not going to sell any more up front. They just make the knives they want to make, and the shop is open 2 days a week. That's it. Awesome bit about, and just talking about the way that pushing and getting hooked on what you do, really stunning piece, and recognizing it's about the quality, not scaling, getting to 100 people and becoming a Sabatier or anything else.
One of the things he said, which I thought was astonishing, when he talked about people who've worked for him and then gone on to set up almost in competition with him, he said, I'll never have 50 employees, but maybe I'll have inspired 50 new businesses. And I just thought that was an incredibly giving way of looking at it.
It was stunning. Brown is a bread maker and Zen priest, lives on the west coast of the States, who talked a lovely way about the need to be present. And sitting here, he touched the ground, talking about mothers' need to get their children to become not walking dictionaries, but about expressions of individuality. And talking about the need to see, touch, and cook the craft of what